This is a Tahiti Dispatch Extra, a Going to Tahiti production.
And as I also, you know, love the little subtleties, like where do you put your eyes? You know, when I say movement coaching, a lot of people think, oh, you know, dance choreography, but it's very much little things and subtle things of how you hold yourself and where, you know, where your shoulders are, where you're looking, and what that does to each person.
Yeah, that was something I really noticed with Dreamers of the Day, was that, you know, we had this whole, for those of you who've seen it, we had a whole, you'll remember this whole sort of purgatory existence, and for those of you who didn't see it, there was a whole purgatory existence where the characters existed in this purgatory. And one of the things we worked really hard on was defining for each actor who their character was when they were in purgatory and what that meant physically, like what movement they were doing or what position was their body in. And I think that's something that, you know, it's very difficult to say, well, it's not difficult, but it's wrong to say, oh, well, she choreographed the movement, because it's not just a matter of like a dance or a matter of you're going to sit like this or move like this. I mean, it is incorporating the whole body and the expressions and the right. Where the eyes are and what they're, you know, how they're holding themselves.
And I like to say movement coach in a way as well, because also, you know, the person in front of you is also creating that, and really, you know, you coach them into figuring out what the best way a certain movement fits on their body and how it translates. You know, you sort of act as their mirror and their guide, and planting little ideas and seeing how they interpret that as well. So I think that implies more of a, you know, collaboration.